Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why do you treat me that way?
Like what?
You just dismiss all my great theories.
I'm out here trying not to get canceled between you and your theories.
Listen, it's work for Dave Chappelle. He's not.
You are not Dave Chappelle by any means.
I know. But could you imagine if I was?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
It's like if you spent your whole life trying to master a craft. Like I consider him one of the best stand-up comedians of all time.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've... That's a lot of effort. I guess it comes with a lot of reward, but...
That's generally how success kind of works.
I need the fly-by-night success. I need a funny joke of this podcast to go viral, and then...
But that is nothing for... No. No, you don't want that.
Stroke of luck.
That... Your success will, I think, is absolutely correlated to your
the amount
effort.
Of work you put in.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, and that's then, all the and books I read tell me.
And then your fame or whatever it is you're seeking.
I don't know that I could handle being famous. I don't know that my fame would last very long at all.
No. Mm-mm, no. What would you be famous for?
I would assume something funny. Being saying something funny.
What if you directed your life differently? What if you tried something serious?
Ooh, like I could be like a spooky voiceover artist. No. In the dark house. Harlan loves when I do that.
Because of me.
I mean, you introduced me to the story, but it's my voice that kind of carries.
Actually,
it.
His preschool last year introduced him to it, and I just played off of it and made up the story as I went because I didn't know the book, and then finally I found the book.
This is the close enough spooktacular 2021 edition.
Spooky.
Seth wants us to talk about the crippling economy. All I will say to that is Skyfall on Instagram. One of the funniest things he said was, I've just put $50 worth of gas in my Honda. It's like Honda Civic. There was no water at Walmart. And I went to 3 stores trying to find rocks for my cat to shit in. What's going on?
What's happening? They're all tied up in those ships, right?
I saw a meme. It was these people on a beach.
Uh-huh.
And it said, damn, people are already in line for Black Friday. And they had the ships out there.
Yeah. Like it's going to be like some pirate battle or something.
Take this opportunity just to do something sentimental for Christmas. Yeah. I know I am.
Oh, you are?
Just handmade Christmas cards. Might take cotton balls and make snow out of it. Who's to say?
Yeah, should we be thinking about this?
About Christmas?
Yeah.
We've never thought about Christmas prior to Thanksgiving.
No. I feel like we're going to get screwed this time.
We are recording this on Halloween night, and in 4 short hours, Mixmas 2021 goes down on the radio.
Nah, brr. Not ready. I still got fall decor up. I'm hanging on, even though it might snow this week. What?
You know, I'm not against cold weather. You know that.
Not a fan. I just don't like getting out in it. Once I come home, I'm like,
I found my fat ass sweating, eating DiGiorno pizza today. So Climate change is real. Why are you laughing at me?
This is
a true thing.
You think that's the climate?
I might be going through menopause. I'm not sure. Is that a thing too? Can men do that?
Yes. Pretty sure your hormones are a thing.
My hormones are out of whack.
Yep. Estrogen.
Way high.
Yeah.
I have successfully been to the gym 2 days in a row.
I'm proud of you.
Listen.
You got this.
I feel like after summer's over, you know, everybody gets in that beach shape or whatever, and it's like, fuck it till January. We make some New Year's resolutions.
We're going to get ahead of that, right? Right?
We're going to try. Yeah. I said I was going to eat good, and then I had half a DiGiorno's pizza. Which is better than eating the whole thing, right?
That's right. Baby
steps.
Go.
Baby steps.
Proud of you.
It's been catching some shit from the fan base.
Uh-huh.
And by fan base, I mean Seth Thatcher. We took a week off. So our contract with Spotify says we can take a week off.
It does.
Twice a year.
Got it. That was once, twice.
Three times a lady. Is that how that song goes?
I have no idea. It was once on our basketball t-shirts, and I had no idea what it referenced. I think it's a song. Pretty sure it's a song, but.
Is that like a Tom Jones song? I think it's a Tom Jones song.
Lost on me. That is not a genre I would have ever listened to. Ever. So. Sounds good. Seems legit.
If you're listening to this in the Mount Sterling area, where we're from, this Friday night, my friend Steven is going to be performing, Steven Scott, performing live at Joe's on Main.
Why did you say, like, it was so serious when you said that? I didn't know it was going
to happen. I want people to go see him.
Okay.
If you're into live music, Abby is into live music, so I think she's
live. I like that environment. It allows me to, like, be around people, but the music is playing, so I don't have to talk to anybody, which is completely my jam. So, like, we're there. We're enjoying the music.
Eating beer cheese and...
I like that part of it, because then I feel like I am actually being social without having to be super social.
Yeah, so, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's an introvert vibe.
But, yeah, so Friday night, November 5th.
Yep.
Joe's on Main. Steven Scott.
Do they have like an area inside that's like set up for performances?
I don't think so. I think they just play in the corner. Gotcha. And you just sit down and eat or listen. I don't know.
So that's
kind of, I don't know where there'd be a dance floor.
I don't know what to do with my hands. It's like awkward.
But
I don't think is it dancing music?
His isn't, no.
Yeah. I was like, it's just listening tunes.
But I've seen him at the gym the last 2 days, so I wanted to
support him.
He's a good dude. So, what have we missed out on in the last 2 weeks since recording?
What do you mean?
I don't know. What have
like
we
life?
Not, yeah, what have we not told everybody? Abby's pregnant.
Nope.
Oh.
Why would you say that?
I'm going to be honest. I'm gonna throw you under the bus here. Lately, Abby's been looking at, she's having a little baby fever, looking at babies on the internet, some of our friends' babies.
Just Emily's baby, just Ford.
No, you sent me some other baby on, like...
I don't remember.
Yeah, on Instagram. Look how chubby.
Yeah, but I also, oh yeah, chubby baby. That's like other people's babies. I miss Harlan being a baby. I don't want anybody else's baby. I want to relive Harlan baby because he was a fun baby.
He is not a baby anymore.
Nope. I would probably like to redo Charlie's baby because I just don't remember.
She did pretty good.
She was good. I just feel like it's so far away. Like, do you remember? I remember, like, certain parts of certain...
I don't remember what I did last week, really.
I know. Like, the nostalgia is still pretty fresh on Harlan. Where's Charlie? I'm like, God, I need something to make Lord send me some positive memory so I don't murder her. I went through all of her little Halloween costume pictures.
Yeah.
That was nice. Because that was always a fun thing that we did. Mm-hmm.
And then this was the first year she ditched us for
Halloween. She ditched us.
But guess what? We went and found her ass.
Rolled up to the house because they were passing out candy and we thought we'd take Harlan. to go trick-or-treat. Kid walked away with a brownie and a piece of pizza. So he did very well for himself.
Listen, I know you guys are super interested in how our Halloween went, but Harlan loved that shit.
Oh, it was so good. All,
like, in the beginning, I didn't know.
Yeah, because we got invited to go to a different neighborhood, and I thought, if this goes south, like, I want to be close to home.
Yeah.
To get home fast.
Turns out it wasn't that it was going to go south. It was just that his little fat ass was going to tuck her out too quick.
Yeah.
And we almost got to that point, but we hit the perfect path.
You did good. You made a good decision, clearly, just to turn around and go home. I mean, he's four, and his little legs can't walk, you know, a mile.
He was holding up traffic.
Yeah.
But listen, we would be 100 feet away from the next house, and he'd already be yelling at the people, "Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi." He's so friendly, man.
Shout out to our neighbors who put out this spooktacular. Like, it's all set up. It is a little creepy. Had a clown talking about cutting people's fingers off. Guess what? Harlan went right to him like it was his best friend ever.
A candy for me.
Yeah. And the guy's like, "I'll cut your fingers off." He's like, "But about that candy? Like, I'll trade you two fingers for, you know, some Starburst."
They had great, like, soundtrack playing.
He took a picture.
Yeah. It was not devastating to him at all. I love people who go all out for Halloween.
Oh, then we had one house. The adults could get a bag of popcorn. And then there was, like, seven options for, like, you can get a candy, a chocolate, a pencil, a
toy. Like, glow-in-the-dark toy.
Yeah, like.
They killed it. They kill it every year.
So, shout out to the
I love that. Like, I want to be that house. I want to be that house. Like, eventually. We have no kids.
There's no end in sight there. We're going to be 70.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe at 70 we can hand out prunes or some shit. I don't know.
Individually. Toothpaste.
So, Charlie got a toothbrush. I sorted through her bag this morning. She did go trick-or-treating last night, though.
Wow. I'm going to be honest. I took the dad tax last night.
You did?
I've been having trouble sleeping the last couple of nights. So we get home. I taxed Harlan a little bit. Not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't stuff myself.
I picked up those wrappers.
Yeah, I put them in a cup at least for you.
Oh, my God.
But so I'm up at like 3:30, and I go and I get a handful. And I'm walking back to the bedroom. I'm like, nope. Did you find them this morning?
I did. I was like, no. That was you. I didn't know where that was from. Yep. I was like, why is there just random
candy? Ain't about that life.
Proud of you. Good job. I have to admit, I was going to grab another little sweet treat on the way down here. I thought you did,
but it was just Kool-Aid packets.
Nope, I brought Kool-Aid packets.
While Seth came in hot with about...
We are recording a podcast. This is not very professional of you.
I know. You want to talk about toxic masculinity?
Okay.
I'm sure he doesn't know anything about that.
What is that? That's toxic masculinity for you to say that.
Hey, he asked for it.
Oh, my God. Seth is just trying to set you up to say stupid shit and ruin my life.
And ruin your life?
Yes. I don't appreciate that at all.
You can stand firmly against my views. It's okay. You still love me.
No, you're an idiot. No, like, I don't support literally none of your views, so.
But you don't. We never really go into deep conversations. I think
on here?
No, in general.
Oh, we do. But it goes south because then you get like all offended and you're like, you just don't even understand. And then you have to start insulting intelligence because you don't have the words.
I don't know that I've insulted you're way smarter than me.
That's because of your insecurity. You go straight into my intelligence.
I feel like
I try to shut me down.
It's not.
Well,
let's have a debate.
No.
Three.
I'm
neutral.
Too tired.
I mean, not right now.
Oh.
I need to prepare for it.
Oh, okay. And you are fully fine with just making up shit. You have nothing in like supporting.
1,000%.
That's why I just don't even like conversing with you, because you will hold on to some absolute lie like it's the truth. So what's the point?
I don't know that.
I know that that's a fact.
That doesn't sound like me.
Roll the tape from past episodes where you made up your name and told people you had a different name and a job.
That's sometimes you got to just safely mask your identity. You don't know who's out here trying to, you know, we get spam alerts, phishing alerts on our email all the day. What are they trying to do that in real
Gary,
life?
What are they going to get from us? What are they going to get from us?
You think that till you wake up and the bank account's locked and somebody's got your, taking over your Google account. How many friends do we know? Their whole Facebook account got shut down. It's now property of like the Taliban or something.
None.
Kim Armstrong.
One.
It's
one person.
Very common occurrence.
Okay, very common. Got it.
So it's better to
see. This is what debating him is like.
I just gave you said
full
I
of
just
shit.
Proved you wrong.
You are full of shit.
That's kind of
very true. Common occurrence. One person. We know one person. You're a lot. You're a lot to deal with on a regular basis.
So, my boss is retiring. By the time this comes out, he'll be retired.
Yeah.
Done. Unemployed. Joining the masses of the unemployed out there that can't find a job.
They can't
find a job.
I guess
it's not unemployed.
Paying.
You're technically retired.
Right. That's different. Getting, yeah. Retired's not unemployed.
So, one thing that I've been busy with is planning a retirement party.
I've been pretty impressed that you have done this.
Well, there's a part of it, like, I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah.
Like, this is a big deal for somebody else.
Proud of you for that.
I was telling my nephew, I was like, hey, when I retire, they're going to look around and be like, hey, where's Gary at? I'm like, oh, I'm going to quit. He gone. You know, like, which in our job, they put out the personnel orders, like, of what,
that's
who's getting
hired. So, yeah, like, I've never, we don't, teaching doesn't do that.
Yeah. So, it's not like I could just quit unless I could, like, grease their palms and hold it till after I left to put out the personnel order.
Yeah.
But 39 years.
It's such a long time.
It is a long time. And, you know, obviously, Bobby was class act for 39 years. And, like, for the last 11 years, I've worked with him. Like, he was the first person I met at Post. Like, the day
20 years ago.
Like, 21 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was some, like, sentimental story, like, oh, we struck up a conversation, became best friends. He didn't pay me any fucking attention. And that's a true story. He didn't.
Which makes that story better.
Yeah, like, he didn't give two shits about me.
Well, I mean,
but
you would have to think, gosh, I'm sure in that job, like, people come in a lot and you just, like,
yeah, that's the one thing I learned early on is you don't get attached to people.
Right, because your job, you can be moved.
Yeah, people come and go, and,
right,
like, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, so super high turnover rate. So
I could see him just completely not acknowledging you for that fact.
But so many things have changed in the last 39 years.
Yeah.
He didn't have email when he started. No cell phones. Think about that. Like,
that's crazy.
You know?
That's crazy.
I think he started out making like 19 pesos a month or something. It was like ungodly low.
Yeah.
Even for 1983, you know?
Yeah.
What possesses somebody, you know?
It's a calling, I guess, right?
They say, like, teaching, law enforcement, serial killing, it's all a calling.
Serial killing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
But
very similar. I identify as a serial killer sometimes.
But I just see, and I don't know in who, like, my buddy Juan.
Uh-huh.
Has worked for 25 different people since I've known him. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's like, it's always like to get better, and it's not like he's going backwards.
I remember there used to be this video. I can't remember what it was called, but I used to show it all the time.
I know which one you're talking about.
You know which one I'm talking about? And they've done a couple different versions of it, but I was still teaching middle school. And I remember the statistic about, like, by the time, like, that's talking generation Gen Y, right? Because that's not Charlie. It's the, so that statistically those kids would be, they would change careers like a dozen times.
Yeah.
That was going to be the average. And we were training students at that time for jobs that weren't even created yet.
Right.
Whereas if you think probably during Bobby's lifetime that the careers that were out there, like what you were going to school for. And
very basic, like not basic, but very cut and dry. Like,
right.
You're going to work construction. You'll have a pension through the union, or you're going to be a teacher or a cop or a nurse, or, you know, very.
The world is flat or something like that. Yeah. Something about, that was it, the digital, I forget. But once we get internet, we go that direction, everything changes.
Right.
Everything changes. So I do think about that. Like, my job as a teacher, I don't have any plans. As of right now, I don't have any plans to change.
And there's no, like, lateral movement there, right? I mean, you go to another school, but you're still an English teacher.
Right.
You know, or you could become an administrator, work in curriculum. But overall, kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And I don't even know that I want to leave the classroom. I still have a lot of big feelings about that and thoughts about that.
But we're in a day and age when there's not very many people even offer, like, that traditional pension. Like, yeah. You work here this long, we're going to pay you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that model's out the door. Like, I praise Jeebus that I'm in that model still.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
5 years later, man, it wouldn't be that way.
It's crazy. And I don't fault people when they're like, I don't know if I could, you know, because mm-hmm. one thing about teaching that I distinctly remember getting into the career and people saying, oh, you have a great retirement. You'll have a great retirement plan, or you have good health insurance. It's like,
back then, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, this is probably typical of people my age going into the workforce, but, like, I got a free insurance policy.
Yeah.
Right, health insurance.
Yeah.
Before the birth of my daughter, I used it one time when I went to the emergency room with a sprained ankle. You were there.
Yes, I was. I took you.
That's the only time I've ever used it. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, by the time I go to reproducing, oh, I've got a copay and all, like, I got to pay in out of my check, and we're cross-referencing with Abby, and it's like, what the?
Yeah.
That model's obsolete now.
Yes. Cross-referencing?
Free insurance.
Oh, gotcha. You know. Yes. So then you take that and you compare it to, like, wages and job requirements and stress. And there are people leaving the profession all the time. I think there are comparisons between, because you don't see a lot of teachers making it to 39 years. So I don't know that, like, to see someone in law.
But again, you don't have to, like, because you can retire. But you remember the teachers that we grew up with. Surely to God, most of them had 50, 60 years on. You know what I mean?
Quite a few years, yeah.
You know, like, God, yeah. Yeah, and now, you know, I've worked with the people, like, I started in 2000. The majority of the people that were working at that time or just started working at that time mm-hmm. all retired now.
Yeah.
So weird. But for a man like Bobby to make it 39 years, it's crazy. So I'm planning this, and it's like, so many people ask, are you just going to quit now? Because they think we're this, you know, we Hair. Go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, if I could, I would, you know, and I can, but I need to do a couple things before.
Yes. Yes. It just would not be the wisest decision. And we are trying to be known for our decision making.
Yeah. Turn 40, you become mature. Because that's how I see myself, is mature and
not
40.
At all. No. Yeah. That's not true.
That's we're not true
getting
at all.
Better.
Like we are getting better.
We're getting better at being more mature. Paying for things, paying for bills.
Yeah. Prior to them being due or overdue.
Yes.
Like it, not generally, we don't generally
pay our
bills late, but there's been times in our lives from, like, man, we got $300 to pay the car tax. Nah, fucking, what are you going to do? And then we get pulled over, like, oh, shit.
But they do. Yeah. What they do is they pull you over.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't even know what car tags are.
What? Like, I thought they was on the back. Is that not what that?
I didn't even know what they were.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Gary just handled that. And I was like,
yeah, our maturity level's going up.
We're trying.
But to think.
I still don't know what the deductible is, but carry on.
But, like, you know, he's going to wake up tomorrow and not have to go to work ever the rest of his life. And that check's going to come every day.
I don't know what that would feel like. I don't know. I distinctly remember, this is not comparable, but comparable. Like when I stopped going to school, like when school was done and I'd graduated undergrad, and I was like, I don't, like I had nightmares.
About getting a real job?
No, about like having, like I was late for class or
that's funny.
I had things to do. Like even like I would put myself back in high school and like I had assignments due. Or one that I sometimes still have is that I'm enrolled in a class and I forgot to go to it and I've not been going to it, or I forgot to drop it. Because that is pretty much on par with something I would do. Like,
yeah.
So I wonder if that's what my dreams will be when I retire.
And it, he's 65. So there's a big difference in waking up retired when you're 65 than waking up when you're 45, you know, by the time I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm going to go work. I can't just not work.
This is true.
You know.
There are so many reasons why that has to happen. So many reasons. Fiscally, it would be much more responsible for you to work.
Right.
Mentally. Spiritually.
For me or for you?
Me. You cannot be at this house sitting and have free time.
Yeah. Is that a jealousy thing or are you just thinking?
Nope, it's not jealousy at all. It's just, it would be a lot. It would just be so many things happening.
I don't know. Listen,
you and I retired to be two totally different people.
Yeah. Thank God I'm retiring way before you.
Why?
Just because.
Wait, why?
I feel like with the path I'm on, within the next 10 years, I could be your boss.
Oh, mm-hmm. Tell me more. You're going to be my boss. You're going to be an administrator and tell me what to do.
I mean, I've already had to threaten Seth with being his boss, so.
It's never happening, sir.
You don't think so?
No. I believe in you with all of my heart.
I feel a butt coming in here.
No butt, just. Nah.
All right.
You don't want that life.
Okay. I'll take your word for it for now.
Okay. Trust me.
Like Abby walks in today and she's like, oh, you look so cute when you're studious. They're doing my homework.
I still have so much work to do.
Me too. It took me a good 20, 30 minutes to get what I needed done today. Now, I got more to do. I could have done more, but I like to pace myself. I do a little all week, and then, you know,
I've just got some.
Like, I have assignments coming on Monday, like clockwork. I got to get them done Monday because I know if I don't let it, if I wait the rest of the week, they ain't going to get done.
Yeah. I'm 2 months overdue on my assignment, so.
Well.
We're still paying for it, though. We'll figure it out.
Yep. It's all right.
I was supposed to go in this week on a day by myself, but that never happened. Or this weekend, and stay late and work.
Why did it happen?
Just didn't. Kids.
Life.
Yep. I was going to go in late, but.
You were going to go into school late?
Yeah. Like,
I'll stay late.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Friday you were going to, and then we ended up
going
out to eat.
See,
it was a good night anyway.
It was a good night.
Harlan loved B-dubs.
Oh, my God. It was like sensory overload for me.
He was so happy. I think he rubbed the bald guy's head behind us.
Sorry, sir.
But
Charlie was mortified. Like, that's Charlie's biggest fear is, like, people notice that she exists in public. So
yeah.
That just murdered her. That Harlan, I think he thought he had a hand puppet, and he was he was pretending to be a puppet, and he just gave the guy a little tap on the head.
That's all right.
It's fine.
I feel like Halloween, also with Christmas coming up, gets drug out for so long now.
What?
No. Like, 1st of September, people are getting in, you know.
Spooky spirit.
And I know that it's profitable. Like, I know that it's kind of pushed on you. And people really get into Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, like we're talking about the people doing trick-or-treating and stuff, people like haunted houses.
I love just seeing the kids around like 5 or 6 years old because, you know, like that was like epic night for them.
Yeah, we talked about, you know, that night lasted forever.
It was 2 hours, but that was just the longest 2 hours ever. Just going house to house. Yeah. And when to get to that last house, you know.
We went past a subdivision here at Mount Sterling. And they must be known for, like, giving out just pans of brownies or cash or something. Because literally on the cars were lined up on the bypass. Yeah. Not even just to get into the subdivision.
Yeah. I know there's probably some places where we come from that are like that, but I think it's really cool here that we can just walk out our door and start walking up and down the sidewalk and stuff.
So. Yeah, like we literally took a left. Harlan may have slid in some mud right off the bat, but we brushed that off.
Somebody was supposed to be watching him.
Somebody shoulda, woulda, coulda.
I didn't get to decorate this year for Halloween. I didn't get my red balloon up by the...
Oh. Well, nobody's into it anymore.
It's still funny, scary, spooky, whatever.
My nephew Taylor, I saw him Friday, and he got to wear his costume to school.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what it was.
What was it?
I was looking at it. I was like, what are you supposed to be? He's like, the Mandalorian. I was like, well, where's your helmet? Wasn't allowed to wear it.
Yeah, they can't wear it to school.
I was like, hold up.
No.
You got to wear a mask. But you can't wear a Mandalorian hat.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You know, like, come that's on true. Now.
That's true. Charlie, they didn't even wear costumes to middle school. Some of our kids dressed up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I did not. I didn't have anything. I normally dress up as punctuation.
I went to Wendy's yesterday. I got food before we went trick-or-treating. Yeah. They were all dressed up.
Yeah?
And I noticed, not in McDonald's, but at Wendy's, they are all elderly. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a lot of
like
older
last
people.
Night they were like people were off to go trick or treating or something to hand out candy.
You think they're gonna let them off go trick
parties? I don't know.
I just feel like that's so hard to get workers these days.
It is. I've the kids keep me up to date on like where they're going to work and where they don't work and. I follow from them and stuff.
Where the good spots are.
Yeah. And it varies and fluctuates. And, you know, fast food is what it is, which I have. McDonald's must pay well if you work.
It seems like. And their lobby's not even. We tried to go out to eat the other day at work. Went to Raising Cane's first.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't go inside. We went to a Zaxby's. Couldn't go inside.
And I don't think it's COVID. I think it's
staffing.
It's staffing.
Yeah. We finally found a different Zaxby's that we could go inside.
I wonder how many,
I'm not a Zaxby's fan. I don't know if you had it much.
I don't even know what that is.
It's chicken. It's just, it's just like Raising Cane's. It's just chicken.
Oh. Eh. I mean, I'd eat it probably. It's food. You'll eat it.
But I mean.
So I just wonder like how many more people it takes to run a dining room. I don't know.
I'm sure. I mean, sure it's more. They got to clean it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Got to have people with their registers up front.
I guess. Yeah. I'm like cleaning bathrooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know of too many dining rooms up in here for fast food, if any. At all.
Abby got schooled by Pizza Hut.
Oh, my gosh. They were so rude. I was like, you guys got that buffet going?
Said, bitch, we ain't had a buffet over 18 months.
She did not call me a bitch, but
I heard her call you a bitch. She called you a bitch under your breath.
She did. Like, what's this buffet, our dining room ain't open. I was like, cool. My bad.
I don't know.
We were weird. Just like craving a pizza buffet that day.
And there is none here. Like,
oh.
Be a good place to start one. Maybe. I don't know.
We say that about everything, though. We're like, you know what we need? Because we were like, we need a B-dubs here.
Or we need like a sports bar.
Yeah.
We got Applebee's.
Is it a sports bar? I don't think that's a sports bar. That's a neighborhood grill.
I mean, you can go watch sports there.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. It's in the week we were off, a couple of our electric outlets blew.
Oh my gosh. It is crazy frustrating because it was in our kitchen.
Yeah. So, like, our dishwasher wasn't on or anything. So, we called to get it fixed. And they're like, well, flip the main breaker and see if it resets. So, flip the main breaker.
No,
Abby flipped the main breaker.
I flip it and I got to turn it back on.
Won't come on.
And you want to talk about masculinity. everybody. Well, you got to really push it really hard. Bros, I am put from my dad to everybody I spoke to about it. You really got to push it hard. I am, guys. Hard as I can. You gotta flip it and then flip it back again. Familiar with how flipping a switch works, but I'm going to try one more time. Like, it is not working. Well, finally, Dad sends a friend over that works for, my dad used to work for Kentucky Utilities, so he comes over, and I'm like, he's like, yeah, it's bad. I'm like, I know. I've been flipping it. It doesn't, he's like, no, it's not turning on. I was like, it took.
So we're planning. We're getting eyes. Making sure the refrigerator's closed.
I've taken, at this point, I've taken the kids up to the school, so I had to get some schoolwork done.
Yeah. I sat up my car, charging my phone. On a whim, I thought.
I took all of our computers to charge at school.
Yeah. On a whim, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to see if I can, if it flips for me. I sneezed and it flipped over. So all was well. Everything was back working perfectly. The electrician came the next day. He's like, hey, sorry I didn't get here yesterday. I was like, I fixed it. I was like, it flipped for me. Everything's
working. I don't know what it was because we had
this. He came and looked at it. He's like, yeah, everything was good. I was like, okay.
It's crazy. We've had a porch light since we've looked. This is us.
This could have been fixed probably by that then.
Who knows? This is us completely defines who we are as people. When we first moved in, how many years ago?
Seven.
This is even better. I tried multiple times to get our porch light. The light bulb went out. I go get more light bulbs to fix it. I could not get it to work.
We abandoned that project.
And so I kept going, Gary, hey, don't forget to tell the landlord about the front porch light. Don't forget. Well, like 30 different other things happened that are a little bit more important. So for years, people have been leaving our house. I'm like, hey, porch light doesn't work. Just be careful. And our little sidewalk-ish is dicey. Yeah. It's dicey. We have holes in our yard. I bought a black light from the dollar store in preparation for Halloween. And where was everybody? Why was I home alone to do this?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm like, I'm going to turn this on. I'm going to put the black light on. Because I was going to try to make a spooky front porch. And I could, like, that worked, but it was really, like, I'm like, it has to work, right? So I do it, and I'm like, oh my God, this light bulb's working. But the black light was super lame. So I went and got another light bulb, and I fixed it. And I was so excited and happy.
Go to make coffee, it all goes down.
No, I put the black light in another lamp. It, like, made that weird, like, you only hear it in scary movies. That, yes. And then so like two electric outlets went out, and then they just like started blowing one by one.
Yep.
And so
then I tried to microwave pizza rolls, and then all went to hell.
The air fryer, microwave, coffee maker gone. I was like, burn it down. We don't know how to live. Then I panic because the electricity goes out, and I am like so weird about our freezer because it has food in it, but like we have food like. It's not stockpiled to where, like, we could survive a zombie apocalypse or something. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, it's all microwavable shit.
Yes. So, there's that. But I was like, oh, my God. Our food's going to go bad. What's going to happen, like, when the electric goes out? And I was, like, threatening people's lives to not open the fridge. And, like, Charlie's friend was here. And I was like, tough shit, girls. Just get something out of the because they were hungry. I was like, grab you a bag of chips. I don't know what to tell you. Sorry. Here's $2. Go down to Circle K. But I got so weird about that. Like, I was afraid, like, all of our food was going to go bad. And
It was honestly a rough 3 hours. It's a rough afternoon.
I was trying to figure out, like, do we go stay somewhere? But, yeah. But, yes, the porch light, that's so us. Like, something doesn't work is like, screw it.
In our lives so far. You know, because we have always had our shit together.
We're such clusters.
When problems arise, it's like whack-a-mole. Mm-hmm. We hit one and three others pop up. And you're like, oh, shit. And you hit one.
A lot of times I get a premonition that, like, something bad's getting ready to happen.
That's usually when we have an excess of money.
Like, anytime something good happens.
Extra or, like, we've saved money. She's like, how much money we got saved? Oh, X amount.
Don't touch it.
Something bad's going to happen.
Don't touch it.
And it's
don't
not been the case lately.
So that, damn you, they're going to go in tomorrow and like my whole mouth is going to have reconstructive surgery or something.
Well, they're there for one reason. Yeah, Abby's still getting her dental work done.
My gosh. I still don't understand why. I just should have got that tooth pulled.
We're going to be almost $2,000 in on this tooth.
No, not $2,000 on the tooth.
Plus the cleanings.
Yeah, the cleanings are a totally separate issue.
Yeah.
Y'all,
you brush your teeth, though, so that's I count that as a plus.
I do. I floss as well. I don't use Listerine because I won't buy it. She tells me to use Listerine. I know I need to, but I won't go buy it because we still have that other mouthwash up there, and mm-hmm. I can't, like, in my mind.
You can't waste it.
Can't waste it. So
you want me to pour it out tonight and
no,
see you buy some Listerine?
No.
I use peroxide most of the time.
Yeah, I do that, too, with baking soda.
I don't put baking soda.
It whitens your teeth.
I don't get my teeth.
It like foams up your mouth really it good. Does, yeah. It's a good clean.
Like my tongue foam. I'm like.
It's a good clean.
In my head, that counteracts all the bad shit I've been doing to my mouth for the last
just 20 peroxide
years.
In it.
Yeah.
Past 4 years?
20 years.
Oh, I was like.
But I thought, you know, there's people that I've grown up with that have like used chewing tobacco longer than me. And in my head, I'm always like, well, I've not done it that long. I didn't start till I was an adult. And I'm like, fuck, I'm 41. I've been doing this for 21 years.
I forget that I'm 42 all yeah. the time.
You're not 42.
Then I'm 40 as well.
Yeah.
All the no, time.
Oh, right, yeah. But I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Fuck, man, you got
to. Get your shit together. It's been 40-some years.
I was always used to being the youngest. I think we've talked about
it. Yeah. Have too, like, yeah, and work. Now I'm not.
No, and I'm way off now. Like, I'm like, fuck,
yeah.
Oh, God. I'm like, oh, I remember back then. I'm like, man, shut up.
Like, I'm the one that's leaving because her kids got stuff to do. And I'm like, sorry, I can't talk. I got to go, bye.
Yeah, me too. Like, Harlan had a, he was sick, and I yeah. went to pick him up the other day. I'm like, I got to go.
Yep. It's a totally different life. Just a totally different set of problems and stuff. And
I'm not saying kids are not worth it, but they're not worth it.
They're
not even expensive. They're just
I have I don't know if I've said this on here or not, but I have this like anxiety now that when my phone rings at school,
it's gonna be something
for that them. It's something that somebody's calling to tell me to come get a kid.
Yeah,
because that happens, and I just get so because I don't have anything. Like I know you should have like emergency plans, but I'm not that girl. Like you're gonna keep doing what we're doing by God. Like yeah. stay the course. And I expect you to do it. So I get so anxious sometimes when my phone rings.
Oh, you mean and if answer it?
If a voicemail is left, no, I don't answer it.
What
when a voicemail is left, I'll like what anxiously.
Am I a pilgrim? Answer the phone? What,
answer the phone?
What year do you think this is?
The kids were asking about something and I was like, oh, I didn't hear that. I was like, hang on. I got a one call from the high school. They dropped the price of AP. The state dropped the price of AP tests to $10 a kid. They were $90.
It was just 10 bucks?
Yes.
Shit, I'm going to take one.
Totally amazing.
Could I cop out of English 200?
No.
If I pass the AP test?
The AP Lang test?
Yeah.
No. I'm not letting you take it. You can't take it. You're not enrolled in a class. Anyway.
If it's 10 bucks, I'll enroll.
You can't take it. Anyway, the kid was asking me. I was like, hang on. I've got that transcribed on my voicemail. And I was able to read it. So
you know, some people don't have visual voicemail on iPhones.
I don't know what they do with their life. Like,
I thought it was automatic, but I guess it's not.
Do they have to listen to their voicemail?
They have to call it. Like a rotary phone. Call it up.
No.
And, you know, hit your password.
Do you remember when you had to call your voicemail to listen to?
That's what I was just telling you about. Oh. What do you think?
I don't know what I thought.
Keep up, Thomas.
Yeah. It's funny. I know I've talked about it 100 times on here, but I'm back into cereal with my students right now. And so we're at the part where they're like, whoa, wait, what are they saying? I don't understand. And I have to explain to them how house phones work.
Yeah.
And how he like keeps the line busy. He calls time and temperature and he keeps the line busy. So his girlfriend can call in and that nobody hears it at the house. Cause it beeps in and the phone doesn't ring. They're like, oh,
smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like calling the movie line.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
These are things that don't exist anymore.
Do not exist anymore. It's a click of a button to read it.
Mm.
You know, we missed a week, right? And so I talked about Seth hitting us up, but I'm literally the only person that asked us about it. But I want, like, there's podcasts that I listen to that if they miss or if they change,
mm-hmm.
I'm instantly, like, done with.
Really?
I mean, not done with, but, like, when Two Bears, I was solid until Bert left to go shoot his movie. And I was like, man, I really don't
feel I listened to every one of them.
I didn't.
They're hilarious.
So
they're great.
And, but now I'm on, speaking of Serial, like, these more very produced podcasts.
Yeah, you were talking about this.
Like, Serial, I almost don't even consider them podcasts. It's almost like 1940s radio programs, like, yeah. That's what they were designed for. And maybe because they're on the internet now that we call them podcasts, or I don't know. But there's this Kingpin series, and there's a bunch of different, like, subgenres, like women in crime and serial kit, like all these different mm-hmm. things. And it's a study of these criminals and kind of their
life. Is it like
story.
One host?
There's two, usually two per episode. Mm-hmm. Like, one will tell a story, and one will give, like, the research they'd done and like, maybe what kind of psychiatry may have been overlooked at the time.
It sounds like a documentary, like an audio documentary. Like,
very much so.
I don't know. That probably has a name, but.
And as I'm listening to it, and then I've got true podcasts, you know, that you listen to that are.
I don't listen to a lot of true crime. Every now and then I do, but.
You know, it got super popular, and then.
So.
It wasn't like I was curious, but. To be honest, I'm a sucker for recommendations. Opened my Spotify app, and it was recommended to me.
There's a New York Times debatable right now. It's where they take a topic, and they bring four columnists in to mm-hmm. put in multiple sides on it. And there's one debatable on what to read, but you have to subscribe to New York Times. And I just
how dare you charge us for
product. Tomorrow, I think tomorrow, I start getting free ones back again tomorrow.
Like, you only get so many a month or something.
And so I have to be really careful. Well, TikTok taught me a way to get them for free, and it doesn't work anymore. Anyway, but it is this true crime. This true crime obsession, is it actually doing more harm than good?
I would have said yes.
Yes.
Because everybody thinks they're like, oh, I can Google some shit, and now I'm like, oh, this is my opinion. Well, what's your background?
So,
well, I did nails for 10 years, you know, so I know all about the struggles of.
Well, that
this
was
bipolar man who's going around eating people.
I was trying to just get the kids, like, a visual, because they are so visual, right? This generation is super visual. And so, like, to prep them for a text that's completely a podcast is tough. I do offer transcripts to help some kids to follow along.
Did NPR do transcripts? Or I guess
they did not. Somebody on Reddit did it. So that's.
God bless the internet.
Yes. So before our school blocked everything, I'm blocked from everything at school right now. They've used some new firewall and it frustrates the hell out of me. I will complain about it.
Go to ExpressVPN, use code close enough. You get around that.
At school? I don't think I can.
I don't know. You try.
Anyway, it drives me crazy because I'm like, I'm not doing anything nefarious. I'm trying to look up a blog about writing a certain style. Mm-hmm. Like, leave me alone. Anyway.
So you have to do it on your phone? Or do you have to turn the internet off on your phone, too? Or
yeah, when I'm at school. And so sometimes I have to send myself stuff. It's a process just to read. Anyway, other things that real professionals don't have to deal with. I'm a real professional. Other things other professions don't have to deal with. Anyway. Shit. I'm trying to get them as visual. So we opened up, there's an E, like a 6-minute E episode of their, like the explosion of true crime.
Yeah.
And Serial was actually like the first entry point into that. And then things started really just exploding.
I'm going
to
say
there.
It's the girls on Instagram and Facebook that do their makeup while they tell a story. Really like that. I'm not joking. Cause that's crazy.
They were. That's a byproduct, long byproduct. But Serial was 2013.
Yeah, but I mean.
So you've had some sense. So think about after that. Then Netflix gets on board and you get
How to Make a Murderer.
And no, it's Making a Murderer.
Whatever it is.
How to Get Away. That's a TV show. And then you start getting into like Crime Junkie and those folks. And they. Vaguely hit on and explore like why is it mostly a women dominated audience, a female dominated audience. it's the
why do women marry serial killers in prison? I mean,
no, it's not. It's a way of like safely looking at something that you may fear or.
I see that.
And understanding kind of.
That's how I feel about when there's baking shows on. I'm like,
you fear them. I'm safely enter into food.
Yeah, like I don't want to be a baker.
I cannot.
I don't want to cook for Gordon Ramsay. Take his belittling. I'll watch somebody else do it.
I can't watch food on TV or I want to eat like right then.
Not so.
Every single time.
But, you know, the way we consume media now is so different than when we were Charlie's age.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had to sit down in front of TV at a certain time. Maybe if you're lucky you had a VCR, you'd record what was on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like maybe.
I don't think I ever did that. I don't think I ever recorded anything.
I can remember.
Except like a UK ball game.
Like recording, like when you used to get the HBO free previews and stuff, they'd record movies off that. But
yeah. That was smart. I don't think we ever did that.
But I mean, it's just for the most part, like I find myself not watching TV at all, like real TV.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do, it's something very like monotonous, like old episodes of The Simpsons or Trailer Park Boys or, you know, very rare is it something new. Like everybody's into Squid Game, and I'm going to be honest, I watched 6 minutes of it. I was like, fuck this.
Okay, I didn't watch it. My kids are telling me about it. Is it like a real life? Is it real?
I don't know. I watched 6 minutes. No, it's a story.
It's a fake one, but it's supposed to be like Hunger Games-ish.
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Oh.
First of all, it was subtitles and voice dubbed.
Uh-huh.
And so what they were saying sometimes didn't even match what the...
It was too much for you.
I was like...
He's a scholar, guys, but don't push him.
Yeah, don't... Put some effort into it. You know? I didn't like the British office, but they made one for me as an American, which was way better.
What is wrong with you?
Make me a Squid Game with some real Americans in there.
I hate you for just saying that. Why would you say that?
Because I can't relate to the language barrier.
That's your fault. That is your problem.
I bet I'm not the only one, though.
I don't care. I just think that's your problem because it's doing really well without you. So,
it did do right without
screw
me.
It. Does not matter. Sons of you bitches. Are irrelevant.
Sons of bitches. But I mean, I saw Squid Game.
I got Halloween into Made. Costumes.
Did you watch past the first episode?
I did. Did
it get better?
Oh, it's really good. It's really intense. Good. It's really.
I did read a story where. The mom, Andy McDowell.
Mm-hmm.
That's her daughter in real life.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. And when, like, they're really good together. She plays bipolar, an undiagnosed bipolar artist who just, this girl, you know, has been raised by and stuff. And there's so
definitely
much
a chick
to
show.
Living in. No.
You think it's a guy show? Guys would really like
I think
the show.
Everyone needs to watch this. There are so many pieces to being, so she leaves from the very first episode, you know what it's about. She's leaving a situation.
An abusive relationship.
So.
With her kid.
The complications and working a system where she needs to work, but can't go to work because nobody can watch her kid, but needs a pay stub in order to get government subsidy on the
housing.
Daycare and housing, but can't because like that cycle is so complex, and it really that empathy for that that world of trying, you know, people are like, just do better. Why can't you just do better? Why can't if you really wanted to get yourself out of that situation, you would. And so this show absolutely captures the fact that yeah, but it's a really freaking broken system for a lot of people. And the privileges that some people have, you can't get out of that system. So the intensity of...
I get uncomfortable in those, to be honest. And I think Charlie does too. Like, that's why I always want to know what's going to happen. There's times watching fucking Law and Order, I'll be like...
The pain? Like seeing somebody go through pain?
Yeah, it's awkward for me. Like, my empathy level, just being real honest, low. Because, like, this week...
I think it's a muscle.
One of the men I love the most in this world is having the roughest time of his life, and I don't know what to fucking do.
I have thought about you a lot this week
you know,
in
like,
that regard.
Gosh, damn, what a...
I feel like what I was going to say, so my empathy is like these frayed nerve ends that are exposed and constantly out there, like being touched all the time, right?
Yeah, mine were cauterized.
Yes.
I like chop mine off.
I feel like it's something that you...
Is it because I'm selfish?
Probably.
I'm being serious. Like, I don't know why.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of
like
different reasons.
I'm not an asshole about it, obviously, but I'm not like the best. You know what I mean? Like, there was a point when I broke down with him emotionally.
Yes.
At the very end. Like, we're driving, just me and him driving, and it hit me, and...
Vulnerability is something I feel like you have to practice. Otherwise, you don't know what to do with it. So your response to most things is denial and like it doesn't exist.
I've said very openly, in those situations when I become uncomfortable,
you want to make everybody.
I want to make everybody uncomfortable,
right? And so that doesn't always come across as empathetic. That comes across.
I know.
As super
like I'm not saying that I'm not.
I know. I just
does that make me a bad person?
It doesn't make you a bad person. Not at all.
Just know if you're my friend and there's some heavy shit going on, only if you need a laugh, call me.
I think perhaps
I'll come
a
sit with you,
approach.
Let you go through your shit.
Okay, so that perhaps might be where you need to tweak your thinking. So instead of saying, don't come to me, think perhaps how you can make some changes to be more empathetic.
I agree. Like, I'd be down to go sit with somebody that's grieving or going through a hard time.
And that's the thing.
Like, I'm a good shoulder to cry on, but I'm a wall.
Guess what? That's good. Yeah. Because sometimes you don't have to say anything. Nothing needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's.
You just listen.
That's where I'm good at the empathy. Like,
just say
I'm not
going
to tell you what you should do, what you shouldn't
sucks.
Do.
That sucks.
I'm probably going to say some off-the-wall dumb shit that's going to try to make you laugh.
Oh, and see, that's you trying to fix something. Some people don't want
to
laugh.
No, that's trying me to get out of this awkwardness in this moment.
And sometimes you do that to me when I'm like feeling some feels or having some emotion. You instantly want to make me laugh, which is a response of caring. Like you're trying to care and show that like, hey, I hear you're hurting. I don't want you to hurt anymore. So laugh at this thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to feel that feeling and get through that. And you are just so quick to dismiss it almost with a joke. Not dismiss what I'm feeling.
Right.
You're so quick to fix it that I'm like, I get a little like.
Let's just
frustrated.
Move past this, you know? Let's just get. What? That's horrible.
I'm not ready.
Let's move on to the next thing.
Like, if I'm not ready to move past, and you do it to Charlie too, sometimes.
I've probably done it to everybody I've ever.
I know. I'm just trying to make you aware that you don't need to do that all the time. So stop doing that. Like, just don't say anything. Or
you say it best
you
when
do.
You say nothing.
Song was written for you.
Also, I smile in the like almost giggly in the worst fucking times. In the worst times, funeral, count me in. I have openly belly laughed at a funeral before.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean,
it's true.
I'm not proud of it. I have no control over what.
But we're willing to learn.
I'm willing to spend these next elder years of my life becoming a better man.
There you go.
Or pretending to be a better man.
There you go. I think a lot of people just pretend at first anyway. It's tough. Like,
but at least I've been honest about it.
I appreciate that. I think it's really hard to...
I'm like that SpongeBob meme. All right, I'm out of here.
So that's called, hang on, I know there's a word for this. Emotion, shit, damn it. It's the word that I'm supposed to be learning in therapy. It's like where there is so much of an emotion, you completely act like it doesn't exist. And you're like, I can't.
That's my life in general.
Hang on, intolerance. So you're like, mine is mostly with my like anxiety and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if it's there. And so the more you try to suppress it, the more you try to act like you can fix it or suppress it,
the more become aware of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you remember, I'm pretty sure I just slept funny, but like my chest and back was hurting. I didn't feel good. And so I start making heart attack jokes.
And Abby did not appreciate it. Just know if I'm making those noises, if there's a 50-50 shot, I really think that's what's going to happen.
So you were really thinking that?
I'm laying in bed.
Dick.
I remember laying in bed thinking, like, I couldn't really get comfortable. And I'm Googling, like, what side does it hurt when you have a heart attack? And I'm like, damn, do I need to go to the emergency room? Nah, it's all right.
Gary, why didn't you say something?
I didn't want to burden you.
That's kind of a burden I need to know about. Oh, my God. But you burden me with your dumbass memes, but you won't tell me that you're having a heart attack? What the hell, man?
I was right. Let's just say I'm always right.
Okay, I don't like that. Having a heart attack. I don't like that. I don't like the reinforcement that you gave you. That's not
strong. That's the supreme confidence I have in myself.
Oh, my God.
But I was like, oh, shit. Because the only other time that I ever really, I knew there's something wrong. I had like a bad allergic reaction to medicine before I got my wisdom teeth pulled.
That was so scary.
And I was like, I'm going to die. Like, I really felt like I was, like, just the pain was intolerable.
It was scary. I was terrified.
Then I sat down and I remember.
And so I go into my mode of this is, that's where my empathy goes away because it's like, get your ass in the car and we're leaving now.
Yeah.
You got it? And I just start calling people and giving out orders. Like, Charlie's at home alone with Harlan. I need you at my house in an hour. Don't move. Don't cook anything. We will call you when we call you. Get in the car.
I remember sitting in the triage room and they're checking my blood pressure. And Abby sitting across from me. And I just remember her eyes getting really big. I was like, is it bad?
No.
She's like, I was like, oh, shit.
Didn't know how to tell you that number looked a little strokey to me.
Looked a little like you about to die, fatty.
It was a little scary.
So.
And so my brain works really, really fast. And sometimes, I don't know what this is. I don't know if other people do this. Like, I can think of a scenario and be in that moment so deeply that the emotions that I would feel in that moment come with me. So in the moment of you being so ill and you could be making a joke about a heart attack, and then if I feel like I'm going to think about that, my brain will process, like, how am I going to feel when he's having a heart? What's going to happen? How am I going to? And so I instantly get, like, sad. And those emotions, like, wash over me. Big, and I'm like, I just wish I could slow my brain down.
Brain is like,
does that not ever happen to you? Like, no. Where you can go so deep into an emotion?
No, and I've said this a lot, and this is a good example. It was like, I don't want to be a burden to anybody with my own shit, which is probably not healthy, especially if you think you're gonna have a heart attack.
Oh my God, this is stressing me out. Now I'm gonna have to like read you and figure out when you're having heart attacks too. Great. I needed something else to do. Clean up after you.
You looking a little strokey over there. You all right? No, I'm just fat. Which that has to change too. So
working on
like
it.
There's so being an adult, like being fat when you're 30 is cool.
No, it's not.
Like I mean, let me rephrase that. I've said this a million times. I remember going to the doctor right after Eddie Ray Thomas had a heart attack and died. He was younger than me at the time. Or no, he was in his 40s, whatever. So I do a basic physical, and I remember the doctor looking at me and saying, listen, you are perfectly healthy. But if you don't change, in 10 years you won't be. Fast forward 10 years.
Here we are.
No, oh. I went back. I went back every year, almost like clockwork, the day after the Super Bowl. And I remember 10 years, he said the same thing. I said, hey, man, you remember you told me that 10 years ago? He's like, well, I ain't lying. It wasn't long after that I had to be put on blood pressure medicine. But I'm just saying, I rode that shit out for at least a decade. I rode that like I was an anomaly of nature.
Is blood pressure for you a genetic thing or a health thing?
It's okay. A genetic, my mom's.
Yeah. I think my mom takes a very low dose.
My grandmother, God rest her soul. She was a Yankee. She was from Connecticut, mm-hmm. You know. But in her, she was probably our mom's age now. But I remember her talking about her blood pressure pills, her water pills, her nerve pills. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. What do you want? I saw this medicine, man, Mom. Then I'm like, oh, fuck. I got to take a blood pressure pill every day. I had a water pill once.
I feel like every Appalachian mammal, like,
had a nerve pill.
Has a good nerve pill. Yeah. You know it? Like, I don't know exactly.
And who,
like,
is doctor? Let me just give you this nerve pill. Well, what is
what
it?
What is a nerve pill? Yeah. Is it like, are we talking like anxiety? Are we just about straight, like, Xanny? Like, what are we doing? Are we doing a little Valium?
Valium, I'd say.
Yeah. Valium. I mean,
I've
is that
had,
like.
I've never had any medicine like that.
Really?
No.
Yes, you have.
No, never.
Have I?
Yes.
Not Valium.
You've had Xanax.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
For the doctor, like from a surgery?
You don't know.
I've had Xanax.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like me. Like after a procedure or something?
No, honey.
I don't remember. Was it? It was prescribed to me, though.
Yeah, we didn't buy it on the street.
Got it. Okay.
You wasn't breaking into CVS trying to get money for Xanax bars.
I can't even remember stuff. I get so nervous that somebody's going to ask me, like, medication. And, like, I took a picture of my medicine because I just take, all it takes a pretty low dose of anti-anxiety medicine. And I can never remember what it's called, ever.
I know I kept getting a call about you needed a refill, and it said the medication that starts with the letter C.
It's true.
And I told Abby, I said, is this yours? I've never been to CVS. I said, well, does it start with a C?
It does, but I don't know why CVS has my script, because I go to Kroger. But, yeah, I don't know. All that stuff is, there's so many different types of that stuff, of the SSRIs. I don't know what they're called.
But SSI.
And Social Security.
Listen, I feel like, so my driver's license is going to expire. Like this, in November, by the end of November, it's expired.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, damn, I need to get a new license. Well, now we can get the real IDs. Also, we have to go to Moorhead to get our, did you know that?
No.
You have to go to Moorhead to get it now.
Oh, yeah, I did. Because all my students have to do their driver's test.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know where my Social Security card is.
You have to have your real one?
You have to have a real one.
Like, you can't just have, like, a copy of it?
No.
Like, what if you just know your number? I know my number.
It's a proof of identity, right?
You've given it to me once. I'm going to give you this proof of identity that I already own. That's stupid.
So, you have to have your birth certificate to get this real ID so you can fly. So, you have to have your birth certificate. Here's what you need. And so, for you guys out there, I'm going to close out with a little
lesson.
Little lesson. You need a birth certificate, a Social Security card, two forms of residency, which can be like bills.
Two bills,
yeah.
Okay, most of our payments are online.
We get a water bill and like the Spectrum bill, whatever. You know, whatever. I'll round up to, yeah, yes. So.
That's kind of what you have to do to get a library card here. Anyway, carry on.
And then I got to go make an appointment and, you know, go through this whole thing.
You better make the appointment now because my understanding.
Well, I haven't got my Social Security card yet.
Where's it at?
So what I'm saying is everybody's like, oh, you're going to have to go to the Social Security office. It's hard to do online or whatever. So I set up an online account. Boom, 2 days. They're like, all right, it's processed and we'll send it to you.
Can we go ahead and get me one? There's a box right there. Have you looked in that box?
Yes, the kids are in there.
Just the kids? Where the hell's my stuff?
That's Teresa.
Where's my birth certificate?
I don't know.
Where's your birth certificate?
I just ordered one. It's upstairs.
Oh. Damn it.
So.
You sure the kid's stuff in there?
Now's not the time to worry about that.
It is.
We'll figure it out.
See, this is stuff like you never realized. Take care of your documents. Maybe people knew that though. Did you guys know that? You should have a place to safely store all of your kids' documents.
Yeah, that's the
like that stuff that
the
we just
maturity that we just never gave a shit about.
That's so like embarrassing.
If we both died in a car wreck, they'd be like, "Well, I don't even know who their insurance is through." I don't. Somebody be coming in here trying to figure out. Well, man, today, shit, who we even call?
Why is this armoire door held on with with a paperclip.
Listen, that shout out to you, because I would have chopped that some bitch. When we moved, none of the armoires are coming with us.
Lies. Crap, now I feel like I need to just like take a week off of my life and get all of our...
Get all your shit together.
Get my shit together.
Maybe you should.
Oh my God.
I'm glad that this podcast brought out a sense of urgency in that.
Oh man. Just add it to my list of things that are going to keep me awake at night.
Is that you?
That was me tapping my feet.
Oh. A
little nervous tap.
A little nervous. You got nervous gas over there?
Oh.
What else?
It's a lot to process, Gary.
I know. We saved all this up for just this podcast.
Crap.
Did you like the Michael Jackson intro?
I did.
I think of Halloween when I think of Michael Jackson. I know a Thriller, but that's the only time I really...
Absolutely do not think of Michael Jackson for Halloween.
Really?
Nope. Remember Elvira?
Yeah.
I remember Elvira. I think I saw she has shows on like one of the streaming services.
Abby, I just showed you the Elvira movie two nights ago when we watched Fright Night. I was like, look, there's Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. What is wrong with you? I think I saw one of those. Yeah, I just showed you that.
You showed me something. It wasn't Elvira. You showed me something about something else. Transylvania. Was it an Elvira show?
Elvira was in...
You didn't point it out to me.
I'm pretty sure you saw it. Pretty sure you saw it. Oh. I worry about you sometimes.
Same.
Listen, if you made it this far, we love you so much. I think.
I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
If you like it, share it. Tell your people about it. That's your assignment for this week. Share this podcast. Tell them big things coming in 2022. We're just gearing up.
Find your social security cards.
Our 100th episode is coming up.
Is it?
And yeah.
What are we on right now?
Like 86.
Nice.
It's like 14 weeks. 100.
100.
The hundo. Have a safe week. Listen to Mariah Carey on the radio. Mix 94.5.
Don't do it.
I love you.
Love you.
Until next week.
Bye.
Cause he ain't no count.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.